on the intake, my aunt was so confused. Like, she was so disoriented. And I don't know what, like, friendly as anything to everybody, but she had no idea what was happening to her. So I just, she had the friendliest nurse in taking her. And I said, hey, would it be possible if I stayed overnight with her just to help her transition? And he was like, of course. And I never thought they'd say yes. So me staying overnight gave me such a clear picture of what life would like be for her there. You know, I just knew that her needs couldn't be met. She didn't know what the call button was. She didn't know how to even ask for anything, let alone advocate for herself. So they weren't resistant to our, intense, like, urgency to get her home. But they helped us transition, with the medical supplies and the services and that sort of thing. But they would have just kept her there. I mean, it just would have been, there were some resident or some people there who were getting the bad news that they couldn't go home. Like, there was a 90-year-old woman who cried every day because she didn't have anybody at home to care for her, and they wouldn't release her. So it was just, we just kind of learned on the fly and made decisions as they came.
Yeah, I when you were telling that story, I feel like I've been there too. With, my mom spent a year and a half in assisted living facilities, and I would tell my husband when I got home, I said, I feel like I'm leaving her on the top of Mount Everest with like a little bit of oxygen and like a granola bar, and like I would get her all situated and like prepare for the best, and sometimes they're even
And
close.
this place, like, here's how I've learned to gauge them. They've had employees there who have been there for 10 or 20 years. So I think, relatively speaking, it's a wonderful place, but they're so understaffed. They're just so understaffed. They do their best. Those aides and nurses, like, run up and down the halls just attending, trying to get their basic work done. So there is no extra time for anything. No, none.
And they're trying to schedule it like it's a normal business, I feel like, but it's kind of like an on-demand daycare center, like you never really know what's going to happen. You have to be overstaffed to prepare for the inevitable unexpected.